Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. And welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And we just got back from seeing Justice League. So for those who don't know what the Justice League is or about, it's part of the DC Universe, DC Comics. And it started with Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Cyborg, Aquaman, and The Flash. So for those who, again, once not aware of it, Flash is the fast guy, Aquaman is the water guy, Superman is from another planet, Batman has no skills, and Wonder Woman is an Amazon. That's the quick, down, and dirty. So, what is this one about? So this was a combination, as if you've seen the other movies, because we've been seeing the Batmans, right, Batman?
Yep.
So we were seeing the Batmans, and then it transitioned from Christopher Nolan to Jack Snyder. So Zack Snyder. So if you're not familiar with Zack Snyder, always go back to the 300 with the Greek Spartans and all of those people fighting.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
If you had that, he gave a quick visual of that. It was like really, really outstanding. So it was really cool. So he started running the series. So he started with Superman series. Him and Christopher Nolan got together, and they did the first Superman. And then I think it was Dawn of Justice was Superman and Batman. That was the other one that came out. So he did both of those. So as everyone knows, the first one did okay. The second one, people really, really didn't like because the storyline was really fucked up. But remember, baby, we went and got the DVD, which is the extended version, which filled in a whole lot of plot areas that wasn't filled in because they cut it. So it was almost 3 hours long. But it made a lot of reasons why Superman was pissed off at Batman and why Batman was pissed at him. So it kind of laid that over. So this year we went and saw, what was that, Wonder Woman, right, baby?
Yeah, Wonder Woman. It was really good.
So Wonder Woman was really good. They had a female director, and she did fantastic on it. And we watched the WB series, Flash. Mm-hmm. So we was kind of familiar with him. Again, I read some of the comic books, so I was familiar with all the characters, except for one, which was Cyborg. Not really followed him in anything.
What about Aquaman?
So Aquaman was always everywhere. Mm-hmm. Aquaman had a cartoon TV series.
Yeah, they did.
Back in the day. Yeah. So he was cool as hell. But, I mean, he was an ordinary blonde hair, white guy that swam in the water with an orange shirt on and green bikini bottoms and shit. But but he was pretty cool. He wasn't bad at all. He wasn't really a major character, but they made him major because, you know, he talked to fish or talked to stuff, you know, and he lived under the water. So he was cool. So anyway, what caused this Justice League to get together? So Superman died, you know. Superman and Wonder Woman and Batman was fighting, I think it was called Apocalypse, with Lex Luthor and a big creature he created. And they was fighting him, and he happened to die on that Batman versus Superman movie. So now that he's dead, there was a villain that came about. Do you remember the name of the villain?
This one?
Yeah, this one.
Mm-mm.
So it was crazy. It sounded like a rock band. It was Stephen Wolf.
Okay.
Yeah, Stephen Wolf. That's the villain from another planet, Stephen Wolf. I was like, Stephen Wolf, what the fuck? So it was just kind of weird. So he came from another planet, and he was going to take over the Earth, and there was three cubes or three stones. So
they were cubes,
but they called them stones if you start reading a couple of things. But they were big cubes. And the three cubes were, they fought against Stephen Wolf and a couple of flying
monkeys.
It wasn't monkeys. We just so they weren't monkeys.
The night
monkeys.
Before we was watching The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz, yeah.
And they look just like them.
Similar. How about similar? Similar is better. So they look like flying
monkeys.
Okay, I can't think of anything else. But they were all over the earth, and these cubes were hitting, and they were in different parts of the world.
One was with the Amazons.
With the Amazons.
So the other one was with the
Atlantis under the water.
And the one was on Earth.
Yeah, with the men, the people of men, or whoever you want to call them in that way. So they were hitting, because after they took it from Stephen Wolf, they buried them, and they was keeping guard of those. So as they was keeping guard of those, he would always come back. But soon as Superman died, all of a sudden, the cube started lighting up and like, come on back to Earth. Come on back to Earth. So Stephen Wolf came back looking for the cubes. So made it kind of interesting from that. So Stephen Wolf was trying to get the cubes to destroy the Earth. Batman figured it out and said, I need to get a whole group together. And if you remember or not remember, from the previous movie, Batman stole some files from Lex Luthor that had some people on there with special powers. So that's how he knew about the Flash and Aquaman. And he already had a relationship with Wonder Woman. And then the Cyborg, he had some information on that too. So he got them all together to fight against Stephen Wolf before he can destroy the world. And come to find out, that wasn't enough. So they wanted to raise Superman
from the dead.
The end.
That's so, all we need to say.
So now, Leisha, tell me what you think about the movie.
Oh, my goodness. No, you didn't do that. I didn't quite get where... What's his name? The villain came from. I didn't quite understand that.
So it came
that.
Out of nowhere.
Right. I mean...
So the plot was fucked up because he just appeared out of nowhere.
I did not... I mean, that just blew me away. I was like, okay, so who is this guy? How he get here?
And why did he get here now?
Why was he... Why did he exist?
Or why did he show up now?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, because Superman died. But Superman died a while back. But all of a sudden... He was coming back and going to take the cubes.
Yeah, so that to me, it didn't explain that. They didn't explain the cubes.
So they said these cubes were cubes with power. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, and...
Where did they come from?
Not only that, why did each one of them get the cubes? They kind of said it, but...
Not in detail.
Not in details. I mean, basically, we were just watching them say the villain came into... To
town.
Yeah, the villain came... You're so silly. Yeah, the villain came to town, and like we have to fight the villain because he wants to take over the world.
No, he wants to destroy the world.
Yeah, destroy
because them. It's his destiny.
Yeah.
And he was crazy. He had this horn helmet on.
So, I mean, at some parts, I was dozing off, which was kind of bad.
No, so I understand why, but continue on.
And so I was like, you know, it was like, okay, oh my goodness. You know, the Borg, Cyborg, I was like, I was kind of trying to understand Cyborg. Yeah, and you know, they didn't really explain him.
Really didn't, no.
You know, all of a sudden he's this guy who's depressed because his dad tried to save him.
Lithium or whatever.
I mean, come on now. I mean, so that was another issue in the movie. Of course, I was like, damn, Ben Affleck looked kind of good there. You know, he got the little gray hanging on the sideburns. And,
old Batman.
Yeah, so he's still, I mean, they made him look buff, but then he looked like he had a buff with a belly.
Damn. Okay.
So it was kind of weird looking at that. Then Aquaman was cool as hell. Mm-hmm. Aquaman is cool as hell. They didn't quite explain him either.
Not really.
You know, Flash, we knew Flash from the TV show, but still, they didn't quite explain Flash either. It was like, I'm looking for you. I want you to come and join my team, and let's fight this evil man.
Show up.
That's it. That's just about it.
What about Wonder Woman?
Oh, Wonder Woman's off the chain. Now there were some things I was seeing in Wonder Woman, but I have read an article where they were talking about they were showing her bottom too much.
They focused on her ass a lot.
I noticed that.
So remember when I think Batman was coming off the plane when he had Flash with him, and the camera panned it up to him, but they showed her ass. And I was like, what was that all about? Then when she was fighting in her Wonder Woman uniform, and the camera panned down to her ass again.
Yes, it did.
So there was a lot of ass shots.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it was.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny that you said there was an article, but I saw that and I was like,
yeah,
did they do that?
There was an article and I was like, okay, really they did that? And then you notice it. I started to notice that. Like,
I mean, I didn't read the article, but still, I noticed, like, why are they fucking focusing on her ass?
Yeah, they were doing a lot of that too.
So yeah, and she's the only really female on there, but that's what we want to show.
It wasn't really necessary. She was the superhero, so you wanted to see her more fight.
But you know, that's why we having all of these sexual deviants that's coming out.
Not, come on.
So I don't want to get into that. But anyway, so Wonder Woman, she was off the chain.
Right. So again, the storyline was okay. It just was all over the place to me. I thought it was kind of interesting where they brought Superman back to life.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. That was a different way of doing it. It was realistic because the cube had power.
Right, but Cyborg used it to... Cyborg father used it to save his life. But
that's why he changed the tag.
Right, so they was able to do that.
Also, in the alien ship, they revived people and stuff within that too.
Right,
because Lex Luthor kind of did it the last one. So when they did it, you was kind of like, oh, okay, don't sound too far-fetched.
Right, right.
Okay, I can go with that.
But, so I'm thinking about it right now. It's like, okay, what overall from beginning to end?
No, I just want you to kind of explain the movie.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm visually trying to remember some parts of it that I thought was good or wasn't good.
So let's go that route. So what do you, out of all of it, what do you thought was good?
The action, the fighting part of it.
All of it or just
some of it? Some of it was kind of stupid. Like going to
let's just talk about the good, because we're going to get to the stupid.
The good part was, you know, the characters. I did like the characters. They were fun. You know, I think that if they just... Okay, well, the characters were really fun. I love the characters. I love the how they finally put themselves together.
Right, right.
Let's see. The action part was really good too.
Okay.
You know, some of the stuff they did was kind of uniquely different. I mean, I was kind of impressed with, you know, going to the Chernobyl or the
Chernobyl. Nuclear power plant.
Yeah, the nuclear power plant, how the inside of it, how it was just crazy, how the things they were doing. Like, he had, Batman had his crab machine, you know.
Yeah, that was in Gotham. That wasn't in the, remember, this crab machine was in Gotham when they went to the shore. But his other racing car was...
Well, he climbed. They climbed. That was in Gotham.
That was in Gotham.
Okay, okay. But that was just interesting how they did that. You know?
They added some things.
Yeah, and then the fighting part, and then you know how they went to Amazon with the women.
Oh yeah, before they took the cube.
Yeah,
so they went to the Amazon Island. Yeah,
that was cool. And Aquaman that was, you know, it was kind of interesting how they. Oh no, the part where I liked was when the woman was talking to him and the water was swirling around.
Yeah. She made like a an open area but surrounded by water.
Yeah, that was really cool. That was cool as hell. And Cyborg, I didn't know that, you know, he can electricity for right. him. I didn't know about the electricity part until
he manipulated electricity in different ways mm-hmm. and data and all of that.
So when he was talking to Diane, and the lights were all out, and then when he left, the lights came back on. I was like, shit is cool as hell. So I mean, and you know, they made Flash funny.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't know the young boy. He really didn't know nothing.
He was just running around pushing people, mm-hmm. like he said.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So any other good? So I think that's enough good. So bad. Terrible.
The part of the canoe. They were all in the canoe.
Nuclear plant.
Yeah, in that plant. Yeah. I thought that was like, okay, why? You know what I'm saying? Why of all places there? You know what I'm saying? That just to me. And then
so it was on the outskirts of nowhere, and mm-hmm. they wanted to be able to have no connection. So, really disconnected. So that was one of the furthest places on the earth without any Wi-Fi, what you call it, connection. That's the reason why he went to Russia. But he put it inside of like the power plant.
Nuclear power plant. Yeah. I thought it was like, okay.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they didn't explain it that much.
Yeah, because you have all these crystals growing. It's like, why are they growing?
That had something to do with him.
Okay, yeah, but still.
I'm following you.
Okay. What else was kind of like, what the hell? Besides the them flying robot monkeys.
Yeah. Just,
I didn't understand that.
He brought them with him. So Stephen Wolf brought them with him.
Okay.
So he was part of that. Here's my flying monkeys mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he made them. They only showed that briefly. If you blink, you wouldn't be able to remember that. So as he was going to war, you know, the last time when he killed them, he changed them to these mechanical flying monkey type things.
So when he died, he should have said, "I'm dying, I'm dying."
Kind of apropos. I mean, because just saw the Wizard of Oz, and then
because you know they jumped out on him. It's like, well, you might as well have thrown water on him instead of eating him and taking him
back up. And who took him back up?
The monkeys.
No, that ray thing came down. Because remember, every time he took a box,
the ray came
that
down.
Ray came down and took him somewhere.
Yeah, but the monkeys were all over him.
Yeah,
though.
So what was that all about?
I
got you.
Okay. I remember the monkeys. That's all I remember.
I got you.
The flying robot monkeys.
And
so,
what else?
The Superman going crazy.
Yeah, well, Superman could have went crazy because he was dead. How do you know what he remembers? He was dead. You don't necessarily keep everything. So yeah, and then he came back once he saw Batman. He was like, "Oh, that's that motherfucker that was trying to kill me."
Well, you know that part. I was like, I understood that part.
Yeah, that's why he didn't want to show up.
I mean, I was really wanted him to kill Batman.
Batman like, doesn't die like that.
I was just like, okay, you choked him and it didn't get there. So, and then, you know, that romantic part in the movie kind of like really.
Who does that? They always throw a little. But if you do it, you have to do a good job with it. But they didn't do a good job with it.
Right. Okay.
Because Amy Adams, they didn't use her right. She just showed up.
Yeah, she looked all I mean, they brought that whole thing in there with him and his mom and Lois Lane and.
Yeah, they could have took about maybe a good 10 minutes out of the movie without having a bunch of that.
Yeah, so that whole part, I mean, it was just, you know, overall, it was just that the monster, you know, the villain came down out of nowhere and everybody was trying to fight the villain and. You really didn't know too much about anything that was about the villain or anything else. You know what I'm saying? And I wish they had did a little bit more explaining, you know, to this movie about the villain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, they could have took 10 minutes out of the romantic part of it and used that to actually explain what really who the villain was, how he came there. I mean, they did a very short, but not enough. Not really enough.
Right, right. Okay. So that was your good and bad, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I didn't like this goddamn movie. I really thought they wasted a good movie, and I'm really getting tired of Zack Snyder. I'm really getting tired of him because he makes his movies look the same way. If you look at it, and I read some reviews too, the CGI was terrible. He creates these color palettes that every time in his movie, there's like a gold or red or something background that you see that is kind of obvious. Like Leisha said, the flying monkeys were terrible. It just looked silly. It didn't look like that was a good thing to do. It didn't look right. Even the cyborg, his body just wasn't, it didn't look right. You know, the best part he looked like when he had his sweatpants and sweatshirt on, but when he took it off, it was like some kind of crystal body and everything. And he was manipulating his body to change to like weapons and everything. But when Steppenwolf chopped him with a axe, he didn't re-put his body back together. So I was like, that doesn't make any goddamn sense. If he can just manipulate the crystal portion of his body, how come he didn't do that then? So that was pretty ignorant. I really hate how they did Batman. So Batman was kind of like some punk. He was like scared to do anything. Everybody had superpowers. And except for him being smart, they made him like, y'all go do the work and I'm going to try my best. And he was kind of like standing on the side. He always looked surprised when shit was going on. He looked like he didn't belong there.
He did. You know, you're right about
he
that.
He really looked like he shouldn't have been there.
I didn't like the fact that he took the ship and said, I'm going to knock down the shield.
No. That was fine. Because I was like, okay, where the fuck is he going? I was like, oh, okay, I get where he's going now. Then he got into his car and said, I'm going to draw all the monkeys away. But guess what? He didn't draw all the monkeys away.
Yeah, that was a hell of a lot of
that
monkeys.
They were still there. So he created some kind of siren type shit like that. So the Ben Affleck Batman really was weak. And the posing and, you know, standing all together like heroes, it was a little too much of that, you know. There was just, the worst part of this was the story and the plot line. It didn't give enough. I totally agree with Leisha. It didn't give you enough. You didn't have to go to a whole story arc. I get that. But you got to give him enough. The Flash character was funny. He was good. But you didn't establish him as being somebody. All of a sudden, he showed up. He made his own suit. And he was able to know what was going on, but he was still tripping over himself.
Well, so you know what's so crazy about that? When he ran, it looked fake.
Yeah. The CGI running like that was bad.
Because when you watch the Flash on TV, that Flash on TV is like, you know.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. It really looked like he was speeding running.
So let me give you another example. The Marvel character Quicksilver on two of them, the one from the regular Avengers, he was really good there, but they killed him, so he was dead. And then the other one where they slowed it down, sort of like what they did with this Flash, they kind of slowed it down, but they made him a lot better than this Flash. He was okay, and the character was good, but it was still bad. You know, the cyborg, the what you call it, they really just had Aquaman as a strong underwater guy. He really didn't show anything more than that. But his personality was really good. Sticking with the bad stuff. So let me go back bad stuff.
Yeah, so when you talk about... finish talking about the bad stuff. Go ahead.
So, but again, the storyline. The Steppenwolf. It was really brief. He's from outer space and he came to Earth and he was putting the cubes together. And he fought against everybody there, and we all came together. I think they showed Hercules on there. That was pretty cool, too, but they didn't ever define anything on that. But it was just, it wasn't good enough. The story was terrible. You know, yeah, they raised Superman back, and that would have been cool, but I mean, it really wasn't good. Storyline and the plot all the way through. The good part was Wonder Woman was amazing. She, even her own fight scenes, she's shown that she can't be fucked with.
Yeah.
But she did. But she still showed up as a woman. So you had a great balance of a beautiful woman that will kick your ass.
Yeah.
And they played that one really well. So they went from Wonder Woman to that.
Yeah.
So it worked out really well. The introduction of Aquaman, I thought was really good. I liked his attitude. You know, he was a rebel.
He didn't do too much. But...
No, but that was a great introduction to him.
Mm-hmm. It
so
was.
If he has his own movie, that would probably be really interesting. You'll see a lot more that he can do.
Yeah.
And he's this rebel guy that's really from Atlantis, but was kicked out of Atlantis. And then there's a storyline that they briefly talked about and then moved on.
Yeah, because, you know, the old one, they had shown him he had, like, gills or fins in his
skin. Yeah, fins and crazy
this
shit like
that. This one was beautiful. I mean,
But it was cool because even the people under the water, I think they did that one kind of cool. They didn't make the water too clear. They just was in the water, and the woman that was helped guarding it, she was a badass too, but they only showed her briefly. So who was guarding the cube under the water? Like I said, with Flash, we knew the story arc because we watched the TV series, and then we got bored with that because kind of didn't go on like we wanted it to, but it was okay. Then we turned around, and Cyborg. The guy who played Cyborg actually did a really good job. I really liked him. I think he wasn't mechanical like, I am a robot. He didn't go there. He was a natural person who was learning his abilities throughout there, but he was very useful. He was a really good character. His personality went really well. It's just his appearance was pretty fucked up.
Yeah, remember he was new to the movie too, because he's a new face to.
But it didn't matter about his face. He did a good job as an actor.
But he really did.
The way they made his body and everything was just really terrible. You know, if you saw Cyborg in the comic book, it didn't look like that. It was kind of like, yo, this is like really bad. And I already said Batman was just fucked up because the way they did him was. They made him seem really like a punk throughout that. And it was bad. Superman appeared. You can't say he was good or bad. He appeared. He did his thing. We moved on.
Right.
Superman is alive once again. But overall, I just think this was a really terrible movie. I actually liked Superman versus Batman better because both of them had personality. They had a storyline that they was going against each other. They wind up at a certain point. Wonder Woman appeared within there. All of that kind of balanced it out. You know, again, Flash was funny. They made him the fun. They wanted to have somebody in there that made it funny. But here's the catch that if you saw a mixture in the movie, it's because Zack Snyder started it. He had some personal issues he had to deal with. So Josh Whedon, which is the other director, he came in. And those who know who Josh Whedon is, he did a lot of the Marvel comics.
Mm-hmm.
So he brought in a little more humor because Zack Snyder is a dark director. He likes things dark and so on and so forth from that. So that's who he was. But it was a little mixture there. And it seemed awkward too because they left the storyline and then kind of wanted to rush to the end, but didn't give you good character development. It was basically, let's find everybody, then go another villain.
Okay, so another thing that was kind of crazy was when they was in the Chernobyl, the nuclear plant, they only showed one fucking family.
Yeah, where was everybody else?
I mean, besides Superman carrying a whole building worth of that supposedly with people in there.
They walked past it. He looked over and there was a whole building.
He was like, where do people go?
So, and then the stuff that was coming out of the ground. That was the other issue that you was saying. It was just coming out of the ground. What caused that? He did it, but what is that supposed to do? They didn't explain none of that either. You know what I mean? You follow me with that?
Yeah, I follow you with that.
Yeah, so it was kind of like that just... A lot of this was just really bad CGI, and it didn't really look natural. The whole... It was... It looks like one of those, let's pay somebody for CGI and go.
I mean, you showed the family. Why? You didn't even have to show the family. He took over the nuclear plant.
It could have been an abandoned place. Abandoned.
Yes, that would have been perfect. I was wondering, like, what the hell? They keep showing this.
Oh, you gotta save the family. And then Superman went one way, Flash went the other way. But why would Superman go anywhere? Because they didn't show anybody else in the damn town.
They sure did.
But he left off with a building.
Babe, that's why I was like, wait a minute, what's Superman carrying off a building for? What, there's a bunch of people in there and he
obviously they was all hiding in the one building.
But
and the other family was in
a city where a nuclear plant is right now, you wouldn't be living there.
But they have no choice. Some people don't. But there was a town. This was a whole town. So when he got there, did everybody get out of there in town in time and everybody else was in that
Nobody
one building?
Nobody showed anything about
that. So it's a lot of flaws in this plot and storyline, and it was just a lot of unnecessary shit like that. So anyway, I really didn't like this. I can't even recommend it. Only reason why I would recommend it is because it introduced you to the new characters. So if you want to see the new characters,
yeah, you would watch.
Would watch this.
Superman was awesome. I still loved. I loved.
So
the
he
Superman.
Showed up cool. He showed up.
I loved the Superman. Really
Wonder
do.
Woman was amazing. All her fight scenes were amazing.
Aquaman was
badass.
Beautiful. He was gorgeous. Lisa Bonet's husband. I was enjoying. I loved his part.
I loved Cyborg. He was a great addition. Because his powers is really connected to tech and electricity and power and stuff like that. And he was learning his body. So that was a good storyline without really a story to go with him other than that's what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And Flash was funny, young kid. But it didn't jump out. And Batman was awful. Batman was a... He got punched in his stomach by Wonder Woman. Like, yo, don't talk about my old boyfriend. She punched him in his stomach, and he was kind of like, oh shit, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Except for being a badass, like, I don't give a fuck if my ribs is. I'm gonna talk shit because I'm Batman. Mm-hmm. He was like a punk, and then it was like, I don't know who you are. The Aquaman was saying, yeah, you got this speed, and you're beautiful, and I don't know what you do. You just wear a bat suit or some shit. And I was like, that's true, though. But he stood there like a punk and took that. And I'm like, Batman's not like that. Batman is the only person without power, but he's smarter than every single one of them. But they didn't show that in there.
Nope.
Ben Affleck just looked like he was pissed off all through the movie. Pretty dumb. So, anywho, ranting on this bullshit. But what do you think? What would you rate this?
You have to come to me again first. Why you do that? I give it, and you're going to, I give it a 5.
So, that's pretty nice, because I'll have to say probably an even 5, because I could go either way. This is why I say 5, 50-50. If I want to see the characters, I'll watch it. If not, I'll never watch this again. 50-50. You know, I think, sadly, Suicide Squad was close to being this bad. But because I want to see the characters, because I wanted to see Aquaman, Cyborg. Because I really didn't want to see Cyborg. I didn't. Until I saw him on here, I was like, wow.
That's the only reason why I gave it 5, because of the characters.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for Wonder Woman, you know, doing her thing, and Aquaman
and the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say never go to the movie theater. Whenever it shows up on TV, cut it off. But they showed up pretty well. But if you're looking to see a really good movie that was better than Superman versus Batman, this isn't it.
Yeah.
This was just another story.
I can see why the movie company said, hey, can you do our review the day
late after? But guess what happened? They only, Friday, they only did about 39,000, 39 million. And then over the whole weekend, it was less than 100 million.
They didn't even get their money back yet?
They said the other movies that did badly, the other movies that did badly made more money than them, than this movie. But this was expected to be the jump off for the DC Universe. Here's the characters, and now they knew it wouldn't be like the Avengers, because the Avengers is just awesome, but it couldn't be that way. So they knew that, so they was kind of like, at least, because it was $250 million to make. So they thought they was going to at least get 50% of that back on the opening weekend. So there's Thor's still making money. They said this other... I forgot the name of the movie, but another movie that came out this weekend about this little boy.
Oh, and, Wonder, I think it is.
Yeah, Wonder. And then the cartoon one, the animation one.
Coco.
Yeah. Those are making more money than this goddamn thing. So,
it's... Because when I was looking in Flixster, and the Flixster was listed by box office.
Right.
And I was still looking for, I was going down, I was still looking for the Justice League. Took forever to find them.
Because the shit sucked. It was pretty, and I wouldn't have paid full price for this. I'm glad I didn't. You know, I paid full price for Thor, and that was highly enjoyable.
Well, even the Orient Express, is that the one we're supposed to, that's the Orient Express?
Yeah, Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah, they did better than them.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, seriously.
So this is sad, because the sad part of this is you're putting the wrong people in charge of this. They should have gave up on Zack Snyder. They still trying to hold out on this guy. The Marvel Universe has multiple directors, multiple ones. The two brothers that do like the Captain America series and the last Civil War, they're fantastic. And then they're going to be doing the Civil War next year with their whole Avengers. They're fantastic. They make stuff like suspenseful, almost spy-type movie with superheroes. They're great. The guy who did Deadpool, funny as hell. The Guardians of the Galaxy, that's a whole nother director. Both movies was fantastic. The new Thor, they got a whole brand new guy to do the Thor movie.
Thor was a fantastic. Great.
Funny as fuck. Oh my god,
Thor was good, so goddamn good. Movie. Oh my goodness.
So they, with the guy that's in charge, and I'm forgetting his name, but the guy who's in charge, he picks the directors and say, I think he can give this a good quality. He can put his hands in there and go from that. But other than that, sorry. This wasn't good.
No, it wasn't.
I'll say that. This wasn't good. Was it awful, don't go? I just say it wasn't awful, I wouldn't go either.
I would tell you, wait to get to Redbox. Yep. Watch it on DVD.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I mean, good thing we got it for a discounted rate, but I would tell you, those who don't get a discount at the movies, just wait. Just wait.
See Thor again.
Yeah, Thor was damn good. It was funny as hell, too.
Or even Doctor Strange, one of the two. So, yep. So that's our review. Fives. Fives across the board. Finally, Alicia and I agree with this one. Very bad. I can't give it any more than that, because, one, I'm not going to see it. And I'm only going to see it when the next one come out, so I can see what this one and what they did with the characters, just to see the next one. But other than that, I may not even do that, because it depends on which movie is coming out. Because you read it's supposed to be Cyborg is coming out in 2019.
2020.
Right? 2020.
Yeah, 2019, 2020, one of the two.
So they want another Wonder Woman. Right. Wonder Woman 2
That one's coming out too.
I think they're coming out. They're not going to do the Flash. I think they're going to do the Aquaman movie next.
Oh, I'm telling you, that boy right there.
So we'll see what's going on with that. But in the meantime, this was awful. They shouldn't do another Batman, because that was terrible. That was really, they made him terrible. They need better directors for all of these DC movies. They need to find somebody that can do something a lot better than that. They need to say, Christopher Nolan, whatever money we can give you, you need to help us. Please help us. Help us, please. That's what they need to do, because right now Marvel has this under wrap and it's just making DC look really, really bad. Really bad. So that's our review. Follow us on Bucci Black Bro on IG and Instagram. Find Black Woman, Instagram and IG. And Bougie Black Brother Network on Facebook. So follow us there, and we have all the podcasts that's on there, the movies, the music, the wine, the Millennium Money Management, and Repo, Rethink Politics, and a couple more that we have that you'll probably be able to enjoy. But in the meantime, thanks for stopping by. Any last words, darling?
Nope.
Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael Yabushi, Black Brother, signing off and saying good night.
Bye.